This is the Anabu AI blog in audio.
And today we're covering something every business owner with AI in the mix should pay attention to.
The article is UK AI Security Gap. 76% of adopters have no formal security protocols by Brett Alegi Wood. And the numbers Brett opens with are stark.
What are we looking at?
A UK business survey found that 31% of firms have now integrated AI into their operations. Nearly one in three. But 76% of those adopters have put no formal security practices in place to govern how they use it.
Nearly three quarters of businesses using AI are flying blind on cybersecurity. That is actually the article's phrase, and it is the right one.
It is. And Brett is clear this is not a slow burn risk. Every day those businesses operate without AI security governance, they are exposed. Data leaks, attacks on their AI systems, employees using tools nobody approved. It is happening right now.
A lot of owners will hear AI security and think it is just another layer on top of what they already have. Firewall, antivirus, endpoint protection. Surely that covers it?
That assumption is one of the most dangerous things in the article. Traditional cybersecurity was built for traditional threats. AI introduces entirely new categories of risk that your existing defenses were never designed to handle. You can have best-in-class protection across the board and still be completely exposed on the AI front.
So what are the new risks specifically?
Three main ones. Shadow AI is the first. That is when employees use public AI tools, ChatGPT, Copilot, others, without any organizational approval or oversight. Good intentions, no policy. They are pasting confidential documents and client data into these public systems. The business has no visibility, no audit trail, no control.
And the data is potentially just out there.
Potentially. The second risk is prompt injection. It is when someone crafts inputs designed to manipulate an AI system into doing something it should not. Tricking a customer service AI into revealing private customer data, getting an internal AI to produce false reports, injecting malware into code that a development AI generates.
And your standard security tools cannot catch that?
That is exactly the point. It is not a hack in the traditional sense. It is a manipulation of the AI itself. Conventional tools were never built to detect it, which is precisely what makes it so dangerous and so underestimated.
What are the real-world consequences if this goes wrong?
Four categories. Data leakage of client lists, financial records, product designs, compliance failures under GDPR, CCPA, HIPAA, which carry real fines and legal exposure. Reputational damage from being the company that leaked customer data through lax AI security. And intellectual property loss, where competitive advantages get siphoned off through AI vulnerabilities.
The cost of one serious incident would dwarf whatever it costs to prevent it.
That is Brett's exact point. So what does prevention look like? It starts with policy. A written document specifying which AI tools are approved, what data can and cannot be fed into AI systems, confidentiality requirements, and what happens if someone uses an unapproved tool.
Even a one-pager does the job?
Even a one-pager. That directly addresses shadow AI. When employees know what is and is not permitted, and why, the risk of unauthorized use drops immediately. Make it mandatory reading, not something that gets buried in an onboarding folder and never seen again.
What comes after policy?
Training. The article makes the point that your employees are simultaneously your biggest vulnerability and your strongest line of defense. Untrained, they create risk without realizing it. Trained, they become active participants in your security posture.
What does that training actually cover?
How prompt injection works and how to spot suspicious interactions. Data privacy risks when using public AI models. Why you should verify AI outputs before acting on them. And how to report concerns through a clear channel. Brett's point is that a 30-minute team session on shadow AI, prompt injection, and data handling basics can shift behavior immediately and costs almost nothing.
That's a very low bar to clear.
And yet 76% of adopters have not cleared it. The third piece is governance. That means assigning actual ownership. One person, not a committee, responsible for approving new AI tools before they enter the business, monitoring ongoing usage, and scheduling security audits. Governance is what turns a policy document into lived practice. Without it, the policy just sits in a folder.
And for businesses with AI running deeper in their operations?
AI native security tools, designed to monitor AI usage patterns, detect anomalous behavior, flag prompt injection attempts in real time, and scan AI-generated code for vulnerabilities before it deploys. Brett also recommends scheduling penetration testing that target your AI application specifically. Do not wait for an incident to discover the gaps. So what is the single thing a listener should do this week? Audit your current AI exposure. List every AI tool being used across your business, including the ones your employees are using without formal approval. That list is your baseline risk register. You cannot govern what you cannot see. For me, it is the policy. Even one page. Draft it, get it out to the team, and build from there. That closes the shadow AI gap faster than anything else right now. The full article is at anabu.ai, and it includes a 5-step action plan that is worth reading in full. If you want to understand where AI risk actually sits in your business, you can also book a free AI audit there. Good place to start.